That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This episode of Lipstick on the Rim is brought to you by the House of Chanel.
Chanel introduces a new generation of sustainably developed skincare, infused with a high concentration of ingredients and derived from the uniquely revitalizing winter-blooming red camellia flower. Packaged with lightweight glass, organic ink, and other bio-based materials, Numéro 1 de Chanel forges an unprecedented path of skincare innovation. Numéro 1 de Chanel, beauty ahead of time. To learn more about the line, visit chanel.com.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Spring break is calling my name, and I am so excited, you guys. Is there anything better than a quick little trip to a great beach destination? Okay, get ready, people. I get asked questions about this a lot. I also happen to have two of my best friends today who are incredible. We've chatted spring vacation essentials and the trends we'll be seeing this spring, from travel hacks to the fashion essentials that we bring on every trip. We are all, we're sharing it all. Andrea Loveland, if you guys don't know her, she's incredible. She has Andrea's Lookbook. She's been on E! Style Network. She launched, I'm not even going to call it a blog because it's a site. It's a destination. If you want to be the chic girl next door, she literally has almost 100,000 followers. She's an incredible stylist and you have incredible taste and you're amazing, Andrea Loveland. I also have Mary Alice Haney,
hello,
fashion designer. She has a line, a very sexy line called Haney, H-A-N-E-Y. She is a stylist, a designer, a producer. She is all things, everything. And I will say, I'm so lucky to have two of my best friends have such fucking incredible taste. I work with both of them for different things. Stylist, friendship, we all three go very deep. But today we're going to talk about spring makeup and fashion essentials for your next vacation. How many kids do we have between us? You have five,
4,
you have
000.
Three, I have three.
A lot.
We have a lot.
We have 1,000 children.
But we do, I have to say, we do crush it. When we go on vacation, we look fucking great.
We look amazing.
I looked great at your wedding.
Oh my God, you look so good.
My outfits were incredible. And I love that they're both stylists. When I say stylists, they love putting shit together and they're so good at it. I mean, Andrea, your lookbook has blown up. She also has her selects on Amazon. So they both do high, low. This one ain't so low to my left, Marielle.
She's I more, did something on Amazon once.
She's
back
more
in the day.
She's more high.
I like that. It was cute.
Well, first of all, I want to ask both of you the question, how do you pack?
Let's see. I mean, as far as what I bring or how I get it all in?
How you get it all in and put it together.
I mean, I got to admit, there is no organization or system to my packing. I am not big on details. I'm big on throwing it in. I know you have your cubes and your systems.
I have my cubes in my system.
I'm literally sitting on the bag and my husband is zipping it. I mean, that's how we're doing it.
But you are very styled in the way that you know exactly what you're bringing and what you're wearing it to.
Okay, so talk about your process. There's definitely a formula to my, you know, my summertime packing. There is long dresses, short dresses, a couple bikinis, a couple one pieces, a white pair of jeans, jean shorts, button down, sweat set, pajamas, and a cover up.
How did you start? Let's go back. How did you start Andrea's Lookbook?
Well, let's see. Many million years ago, I worked for Style and E, doing fashion bookings. And I loved it. I had every perk in the world. We went to Fashion Week. I met all the editors. I met all the hair stylists, makeup artists, met everyone in the industry. But after like 7 years of doing it, I was like, you know what? I really miss touching the clothes. So after my first one was born, my first kid, I left and I started doing styling. And that kind of led me to one client after another. And then I saw this thing on Instagram of everybody was like posting pictures of themselves and putting themselves out there. And I was like, I guess that's what I got to do now. So I started.
Because your site is incredible. I mean, you have women. She has devoted followers from New York to Texas to Miami to Chicago to California. And she has her site where she goes on and she will put things together, whether it will be the dress with the shoe, with the bag, with the sunglass. And you've also started with beauty. Okay, it's spring break. We're going to talk bathing suits. What are some of your go-to bathing suits that you think women look good in, feel good in, and are on trend?
Well, I personally am becoming more of a one-piece girl than a two-piece. If I'm wearing a two-piece, it's probably going to be a high waist at this time. But I'm into one-pieces right now. I'm really into anything with a cutout. I feel like that's the happy medium between the one and the two-piece, because you can still get that peekaboo without, you know, worrying about layers or any of that. So probably a one piece is more my thing.
And what about in terms of like trends for bikinis and one pieces? What are we looking at for?
I think we're looking at cheeky. Cheeky is happening, ladies. I mean, it just is. And I'm, you know what? At first I was like, I don't know if I'm doing that. But I have to say, good for everybody for doing it. Everybody looks great who's doing it. High cut is big. High waisted. Bandeau. Those are the things we're seeing. And then cutouts.
And cutouts.
I'm cheeky.
You're cheeky.
I might be the only 50-year-old whose actually bikinis have gotten smaller. I'm down with it.
I'm into it. I'm so proud of women for doing it.
Both of you have incredible figures. These two women are crazy as much as I am. Okay, I love Hunza. So talk a little bit about Hunza. Hunza is one size fits all.
They've like really cornered the market with this really incredible material that's one size fits all. And they're also kind of mix and match. So you can do, you know, a different top from Hunza with a different bottom, which I love. And it's super comfortable and fits everybody and super flattering. And they've got so many different styles. Like there's one for everybody, I think. I love them.
I have it in like a salmon-y pink. I have it like in a one shoulder. And I'm like, how could this one size fits all? But I'm telling you,
It works.
I mean, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love solid and stripe.
Mm-hmm.
I found a new brand who's mainly a fashion brand called Totem,
which we know.
I just got a great bathing suit from them. Totem. Mm-hmm. Great. It's very, very flattering. Mm-hmm. You love Erez.
Mm-hmm. That brings my boobs up.
That brings your boobs
up.
Yeah,
they have a couple that have the wire in, but done in the right way. Just like brings these puppies back up to where they were in the 20s.
We also love Tasha Oakley and Devin Brugman, Monday Swimwear. We actually have Devin on the podcast, and they are really great for their fit, their sizing. You can have some great double D boobs, and they're beautiful and they fit really well. They don't do a lot of color or prints, but I'm also loving on the higher end. We were just talking about Johanna Ortiz. If you guys don't know this brand, it's expensive. It's well worth it if you can afford it. It's Johanna Johanna Ortiz.
Mm-hmm. And her clothes make me think about vacation.
You've never met someone who loves a puffy sleeve more than Andrea Loveland. But we're focusing on bathing suits. I love Solid and Stripe.
There too.
It's a cheaper brand. I love Vitamin A. Mm.
I love Vitamin A.
Great. They sent me a great bikini. And I also love Melissa Odebash.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She can be sexy and she has great one pieces that really bring you in. Okay. The one thing you do need, think cheeky and pastel colors are in for spring.
Absolutely. And bright colors.
Anything really bright and vibrant. Mm-hmm. All right. Cover-ups.
Well, I'm still like the flowy cover-up girl. That's still my thing. So, or a button-down classic, but I'm not really so much into the short. I love all cover-ups that are like kind of bring out the boho chic in me. I have a hard time finding them, though. So, I mean, if you guys have good tips, it's not easy.
I think for the cover-ups, well, now we're seeing sarongs. That's back in with like a matching, whatever, it's black
or
on black.
Or a scarf that you can
or
use.
Or a scarf.
Yeah,
you
cute.
Do that so well.
I love using a scarf. Like as a mini skirt, you just tie it around your bottom. I love my legs. It's just that little teeny spot right underneath. Right. And yeah. I can just throw a scarf around it and tie it.
I love a boyfriend shirt. Like take one of your partner's shirts
yep.
and wear it as.
That's so chic.
It's so chic. It looks good. And
I agree.
It's like kind of oversized. It's not too.
Croquet.
Croquet is very
cute.
In.
Very in mm-hmm. right now.
Do you guys know Honorine? H-O-N-O-R-I-N.
I have a great like Terry pullover from her. They're adorable.
I like anything that has buttons so I could wear a bathing suit underneath it.
And open it. And
open it
so
and be
cute.
Cute. Mm-hmm. I do love a floral dress, but sometimes I don't like to wear it if I'm, because then I'm like, I take it all off and then I'm like, okay, I'm in my bathing suit.
Right. It's all or nothing, baby.
It's like, it's all or nothing. Okay. So talk about, you are a lover of white shorts.
I do. They're so crisp. They're so clean. Classic. I love that look. Like I'm high-waisted. I mean, every bikini top looks good with it. Or you put your button-down boyfriend shirt on. Or a little crop top if you're feeling it. There's just so many options. It just screams vacation. Yeah. So
it really does. So are the higher-waisted ones. And what are some of your favorite brands?
Well, as far as jean shorts go, I love A. Gold. I love Citizen. Zimmerman makes a great short, always high-waisted and super flattering. And
so is the blue jean short out?
No,
blue
but
jean shorts are never out.
Yeah, I know.
Bite your tongue.
But there are shades of blue that are more in than others. Like the light ones are in now, really light. So if you can do that, and that's kind of where I go.
Yeah, I do. I love a white short. I love a white short, and I love a stripe. Or a striped sweater with
stripes
it.
Are oh. really in for spring right now.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I think it's always a classic and it always looks put together. Mm-hmm. Like that's the one thing I like about both of you. Like whether it's spring break or we're all on vacation or just together. The one takeaway is like we put effort in before we actually go on vacation. And I think that's where it starts. So a little tip from these two women is that style your outfit. Before you pack them, know what you're doing, where you're going. And for me, being in this business, Andrea and Mary Alice will put the thong, the bathing suit, the dress, and they will individually pack it. And then you actually know you can pull out Monday, Tuesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday. It is a great stylist tip and
absolutely.
It absolutely works.
I also, because when I got married the second time, my husband would not let me travel other than a rollaway. Like a pull, you had to be able to carry on. He didn't care if we went for 2 weeks. So I started kind of put my styles hat on and I was like, okay, I'm going to pick one pair of heels and one pair of flats that will go with everything. So again, you had to plan your outfit. In my 20s, I really kind of threw things in a suitcase. But now it's very thoughtful. And, you know, in terms of my day game, I think my day game is way better on vacation because I put so much thought into it.
I am way better on vacation.
Me too. Way
it's just
better.
So edited. Yeah. You just know what you have and there's not all this like noise and mm-hmm. you love every piece that you brought. It's mm-hmm.
We're going to pick you guys' brains on the tips in a little bit. Okay, dresses. We all love a good dress. Floral, puff sleeve, great print. You're more sexy. We're more puffy floral.
I love a little Haney sundress on a vacation. Also, Julie Hara has amazing sort of caftan dresses. That
sort
can
of meets
be,
in the middle.
It's in the
yes.
middle between me and you.
Yep.
You know, it's sort of, I think she's great with great prints.
What are your favorite brands for puffy floral?
I mean, we love Johanna.
Yeah.
We love Ula. We love C. Isabel Marant. I mean, there are so many amazing Australian designers now.
Like, okay, tell us.
Like, you guys have heard of Faithful, the brand.
Yeah.
Those are great.
I didn't know that was from Australia.
You don't know how many are. Hunza and Aj, Shona Joy. There's so much coming out of there. We got to go shopping trip there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I agree.
We would crush it.
When COVID is over, we will be there.
We need to
And it
go
makes
there.
Sense because the weather is so amazing. So it's bathing suits and
Oh, look
sundresses.
Up Bondi, Molly. Oh, my God. They're the cutest bathing suits.
Bondi?
Yes. Bond, B-O-N-D-E-Y-E. They're like Hunza. They're so cute.
Reformation.
Yep.
And you know what's great about you as well, and I think for Andrea's lookbook, is you do high-low.
I do.
You do. And
I'm
you
not
do
afraid.
It, you're not afraid.
Not afraid.
You don't care if it's $10 or if it's $500.
I always tell people, like, you're going to be the chic girl next door. You want to be chic, but you want to be relatable.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to marry them both, you know?
And Saloni.
Saloni is great.
I do.
I wore Saloni during my trip to see my family during Miami, and I got so many compliments. It was like a little bit of a puff sleeve, mm-hmm. kind of silky with buttons all the, way,
all
down.
The way down.
They make the same one.
Yeah, it's the same style, and they just change the fabric.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that.
I also like Sleeper.
Oh, yeah. Sleeper's cute.
For those really of you who don't know Sleeper, they do a great linen puffy sleeve on mm-hmm. the shoulder, off the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Laling. Laling is a great
is a friend
dress.
Of ours.
Yep.
We love
Meredith and Val.
Meredith and Val, they've done so well.
So well. Because the stripe, their sweaters are amazing to take
I
on
just
vacation.
Got the best sweater. It is a beigey, beautiful, buttery with a red stripe going through it.
Ooh, I need that.
It's so good.
Laline?
They have
that.
It Laline. Right now.
They're amazing. Yeah.
And I love Laline. I haven't seen that one. Okay,
it's so good. And a new brand, Agua Bendita.
Oh, yeah.
Is also
so cute.
It's so good.
It's so cute. It's so cute. Their bathing suits are so good.
It's so good. Also, shoes. A really good friend of mine, Megan O'Brien, talked about this company called Alohas, and they do the best dupe shoes. They're so good. They're half the price. You guys have to check them out. They're called Alohas.
It's also important to find a sneaker that you can work out in, but also wear with shorts or wear if you want to with it. You know, so I sort of don't take my massive workout sneakers when I travel. I take ones that are a little bit cheaper and a little bit lighter. And I can wear them on the plane
mm-hmm.
and then kind of use them again
Reefer.
Throughout. Yeah. Kate has a great Adidas collab.
Ooh,
so good.
I love Kate. Kate is K-H-A-I-T. Kate is on fire.
They're on fire because the designer is amazing. She's amazing.
She's amazing.
And what they do.
Very
and then
chic.
Loewe has an insane white sneaker that they just came out
can
with.
Can you work out in that? No.
You know, I take my Kate and my, those are the ones I take with me. And I've gone on like crazy hikes in the Mediterranean.
This is a good hack, guys. This
yeah.
is good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
No, but it's good. You got to have a tennis shoe. And again, you can dress it up. You can mm-hmm. dress it down. I mean, you're the one I got to wear the tennis shoe with the floral dress.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my signatures. Common Project's cute.
Common Project.
It's like the Saint Laurent, but like not quite as expensive. Really cute. Really cute.
Since you both are here, what is a great workout that looks good shoe that you love?
Well, I'm telling you to look at Kate because they're Adidas.
Okay.
So it's one of those things that they have enough of a mm-hmm. of a workout feel. I mean, you're not going to go do like a workout class, but you can go on a walk, you can go for a hike, you can kind of use them and then use it with other things.
I love
Molly,
that.
You'll love the Nike Air Max 270. Look those
Nike
up.
Nike Air Max
270.
Air Max.
I love them.
70.
I mean, they're good. Real workout shoes. But they are cute.
But they look good.
Yeah, they look good. But they're actually like workout shoes.
Okay, so elevate your flip-flop game because when you're on vacation, you're wearing flip-flops.
Right.
What do we wear?
We're more going into the slide than the flip-flop.
Right.
No, but you can find a cute pair of slides like to wear around the pool. Anine Bing has a great pair.
Oh, really? What do they look like?
Or is it Anina?
Anina Bing.
Anina Bing has a great pair. They're like a crisscross.
Ooh.
Leather. Really cute.
I still love my Birkenstocks. A white pair of Birkenstocks.
Oh, those
are
cute.
Or a gold pair of Birkenstocks. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wear those all the time. And by the way, my husband hates them.
I
he thinks they're so ugly. But I love them. I think they're chic as hell. I think Ancient Greek Sandal has a great sandal. They make the gold, you know, just really simple.
Mm-hmm.
You can take them everywhere.
Yep.
Do you guys, when you travel, do you put your shoes in a shoe bag?
Yes. I do not.
Are
you
do.
Kidding me?
I do. You cannot have that dirt on your clothes.
You guys, I'm telling you, details, retails. Just get it.
I cannot believe you don't. Okay, I will tell you, on my shoe game at night, I like a little like sparkle. I take one shoe with a little sparkle, a flat.
Pick one.
Oh, yeah, I like that
pick
too.
Pick one.
I like
one.
That
okay,
too.
So pick one. I would say Alessandra Dell'Acqua.
Beautiful.
Is the one that I have. It's beige with like just a kind of a Diamante diamond kind of crystal flip cross. It's beautiful and it always looks good.
I have to think of, and I'm going to blank on the name, but my new favorite sandal that's totally clear that helps my cankles out.
Stop it. Stop it.
It's the best sandal for elongating your cankles.
What is it?
I cannot remember the name. I'm going to have to get back to you with that one.
You're going to have to look it up
it's
right now.
Fantastic.
Yeah. No, I do. Do you pack heels?
I do. One pair.
I pack one pair.
And I would say less than 50% of the time do I wear it.
Me too. Hats. We all three love a hat.
We do love a hat.
What's the hat you wear that's kind of like the visor?
Okay. So I am the queen of visors because I cannot wear a hat because I have so much hair. And if I have my hair on the top of my head, it has to be able to have somewhere to go. So a visor, a huge visor. I get visors everywhere I go.
Too.
My newest visor just came from where I went to the ranch for a week, and they have the most amazing visor because visors fly off your head. And this one has like steel inside of it. I don't know what's inside of it, but it's pretty amazing.
I didn't know you went to the ranch.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what the ranch is for our listeners, our community?
I've done it twice. It's hard as hell.
I've never done it.
Oh my God.
Is it harder than the ashram or not as hard?
No. I've never been to the ashram, but it's 10 hours of hiking.
It's in Malibu.
And then
it's
like you come home back and do classes.
Yeah, and then you come back and do
exercise
classes.
You're not off. You're not off after that.
So explain what it is. Give me
in the
details.
Morning, it's not 10 hours. It's a 10-mile hike in the morning.
It took me 10
hours. 10 to 12-mile hike in the morning. No big deal. You're home around 1. You get to go have a very small lunch and a massage, and then you're back into kettlebell class and yoga and whatever, yeah. And it's like that.
Did you like it?
I did. I did it twice. I don't think I could ever do it again. It is so hard.
Where did you go?
I just went like a couple months ago. And then I went straight to Mexico and drank my face off.
You know it. And you loved it.
And I loved it.
No, okay. Who is your sun hat by?
I'm trying to find it.
Okay. My favorite hats are Janessa Leon.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
I mean, I know her. She's an acquaintance. And I think she is absolutely brilliant. I have three. I have a dark kind of like a brownie, almost like a suntan color, a beige and a black. Actually, my black one is Jenny Kane.
Madewell makes a great visor.
Oh, Madewell. Okay.
It's good to know.
But a good hat, I will say you need.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with Mary Alice. I'm a visor girl. I mean, I don't understand. I can't like lay on a lounge chair
I can't
with a hat.
What kind of visors do you like? Do you like Jenny
Kim?
These,
well, no, I got one last time I was in Mexico. It's called Community.
Oh, yeah.
Janessa Leon makes a really chic one. Mesh.
Mine are never chic. They are literally horrifying.
No, I think everybody looks chic in a visor. No, but they're full brim, wide brim. I love them.
Community.
Community. This is called Lil, like little, but with a Lil Squishy Visor. And it's by Eric Javits. That's the one I always
use.
And it's packable.
Oh my God. You squish it, you undo it, and it goes flat in your suitcase. And you cannot.
All right, say it one more time so they can follow you.
Lil. Hold on, let me find this again.
I need to find that. None of mine.
Lil Squishy Visor. In Natural and Black by Eric Javits, Javits.
I'm getting that.
I'll get you one.
I'm getting
one.
That.
That is my go-to.
I gave your, remember I borrowed it and then I gave it back. I shouldn't have given it back. No, I shouldn't have. All right, let's go into bags. Everybody needs a good bag. I got the best Christmas present from Stuber. I got a Loewe, Loewe beach bag for Christmas.
Gorgeous.
Super chic. She's not that big. So she can't be overstuffed, but she's pretty.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like the smaller beach bag now.
I know.
It's nice. We're getting, we don't have to schlep all the kids' stuff anymore.
The
so.
Diapers, the bottles, the water bottles, the sun.
So
I mean,
nice.
Honestly.
It's so nice.
I got a great, again, Megan O'Brien. She's like you guys. She has such incredible taste. She gave me a Rebecca de Ravenel initial bag. So it's a little straw bag. And then in crystals, my initials.
Oh, that's cute.
It is so good and so chic.
Well, you always give great beach bags.
I know. I do like
You're
it.
You're a good
Annie
beach bag
does the hats.
Yeah.
I love Zimmerman. They make a great straw bag.
Prada made a great netted bag this year that was not outrageous. Really fair. So cute. In like 5 different colors. Look it up. It's a netted beach bag.
I was in Venice and I saw a woman have a Celine beach bag and it was so good. I can't even tell you. I found it.
Celine. I need to look
it
that up.
Beige, and it had the word Celine's. A lot of times I don't like
it. Oh, yeah, I love that one. I know that one.
But it's got the brown taupe kind of leather handle. It wasn't crazy expensive, especially because I got it over in Europe. Mm-hmm. So chic. I haven't taken it because I haven't really gone anywhere that I need it, but it is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Do you know Parker Thatch?
I love Parker Thatch. You guys, Parker Thatch, Parker Thatch?
Yes.
Okay, that is totally low, totally
so
inexpensive, and totally amazing.
It's so cute. So cute.
Mark and Graham has great bags. Yep. I mean, I love a monogram. Claire V, Poolside. Yep. Has
Claire V has great.
Claire V. Poolside. If you guys don't know Poolside, they have great sayings on their bag and then they have a great dupe on Loewe right now. love Parker Thatch.
Okay, I'll look that up. Look up Parker Thatch.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I have to say, like, before, like, I pack, there is one big fat fitting. I try everything on. I do. It's not, you know, with all this, like, people look good. It isn't by accident. A lot of work goes into it, you know?
Well, you also believe in it. You both believe in a tailor.
Oh, God, I love a tailor.
The everything. Tailor is the best.
I would say 75% of my stuff is touched by a tailor.
You know, I know people who never try anything on until they get there. And I'm like,
that gives me anxiety.
It gives me anxiety.
I know. I think it's our same friend that we're thinking.
It's same friend. We're not going to, you're going to be, we love you, but you're going to remain nameless. But you've got to try it on. I will say, before we leave fashion, there's one thing that you both do well. You do love a sequin skirt.
Oh, ooh, and mini skirts are really in right now for spring. Mini, the shorter, the better.
Okay, I'm with that.
Yeah. I'm with that. I mean, but a sequin, don't forget a sequin. Don't forget a sparkle.
A little sparkle.
Great for on trend. We're going to go into makeup, but there is that trend of a little sparkle this year.
I agree.
And I love it.
Makes me sad that usually sequins is only for like 1 month of the year. It's really not fair.
It's really not fair. So we're going to bring it. We're going to say it's a must have.
Must have.
So we have to chat about beauty and traveling because it's very, very important. Mm-hmm. I got to start with the body glow. Because it's very in now. And I talk about it a lot. I actually have some of my favorites here. The Soleil Blanc from Tom Ford is an incredible shimmer oil. It's a spray. It's great for the legs. It's not too oily. That is unbelievable. And it's great. I know it's glass, but it does work.
Well, it's better that it's glass, not plastic.
I know. We just interviewed Dr. Keller. So we got our lesson. Also, Patrick Ta makes a face and body, and it's called All Over Glow Balm. And he has a bronze version. And isn't that so pretty? Just with
your fingers.
Isn't that pretty?
Now, do you swear to me, you put this on when you go out to the beach?
Yeah, of course. On my cleavage, on my collarbone, a little bit on my cheekbones, my lips. They have a smaller version, and they have a bronze version and a regular.
Pretty.
This one, the regular one, is called She's Glossy, and it's by Patrick Ta.
See,
and
I
she's
think this
really
looks
good.
Amazing. My skin looks gorge. Now, okay, before you go on vacation, mm-hmm. I always spray tan.
I always spray tan.
And I'm so pale, so I'm going to have to. It makes me look like I'm a size zero versus a size
instantly lost 5 pounds.
You instantly loses 5 pounds.
Instantly.
I do love Soleil Toujours. This is a great one. Look how pretty this is. It's called the Solace Shimmer Oil Sunscreen. Look how pretty she is. It's like a bronzy, oily.
That's a sunscreen.
That's gorge.
She's so
gorgeous.
Good. Soleil Toujours. Solstice Shimmer Oil Sunscreen in 30.
I need that.
And then this is an all-time goodie. Like, this is French Pharmacy. Nux. We know Nux.
That's a beautiful one.
She's a pretty one. It's multi-usage dry oil in golden shimmer.
Okay,
Nux,
here's my,
N-U-X-E.
This is my secret weapon because I hate spray tan.
You do? Because I
you
smell.
You do?
It's misery. For me to sleep in it, it is just...
It gets on everything. Oh, I know. I love it. I have to
I'm going
to
send Alexander to your house. I'm telling
you. Send Alexander because I've yet to have one that does not make me nauseous. I got this from a long time ago from a makeup artist, Lorac. You guys remember Lorac?
Yes. Oh, yeah, Lorac.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Tantalizer, you guys. This is, you just put this with a little bit of lotion all over your body. You do not need a spray tan. Try this on.
Wait, hold on. Tantalizer.
Tantalizer.
Alizer Lorac Body Bronzing Luminizer.
I put this at night all over my legs. I put it on my shoulders.
Is it a self tanner?
No, it's not a tanner.
She's a shimmer.
It's the real deal, though. I like to dilute it.
She's a highlighter.
Yeah, and everywhere. And I mean,
ooh, she's good.
I don't need a spray tan. I found my answer.
Kevin O'Quan. It's a good one. It's called the Glass Glow Face, and it's a little bit like that. It's more of a pinky.
Is that for the face only?
Face and body. Isn't that pretty?
Oh my God, you got them all.
I know. While I was prepping.
You did good.
Isn't that so pretty?
This is pretty? But look how dark this is on me. Look, this shows you how tan y'all are.
I love this.
That's too dark for you.
But she also puts it on with
moisturizer.
You have to put it in with lotion. Okay. You have to dilute it a little bit.
I do love a slip tint by Say. S-A-I-E. It's a great, I use this for the beach. I do. I love it. We got to also talk sunscreen.
Supergoop is my favorite.
Supergoop, Ulta MD.
Same.
I love Supergoop.
And by the way, my husband loves Supergoop because it's not greasy. I think men, it doesn't feel like a feminine sunscreen.
I don't like
white.
And
it doesn't go on white.
I like Ulta MD even though it can be white, but now they have a tinted version for the face and the body. Also, a little trick I learned when I was living in Europe, it's called Biafine. It's called B-I-A-F-I-N-E, and it is great when you burn. It's super cheap. You can now get it on Amazon. And if you burn, it is phenomenal. It takes all the redness away, the stinging away. It's quite thick.
Good for kids, too.
And it's great for kids. I literally just bought it. Like, feel that.
Oh, yeah. This is like Kula.
It's like Kula. It's like thick. Kula also makes a great sunscreen.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I know they make a sun burning.
They also make a great setting spray. So if you're like doing your makeup and you're outside or you're working out or you're in the sun, it's a great one as well. Biafine. It is so good.
Shut up.
All right. So makeup.
Also, old schooler Mercier. Ooh. Never, ever let this go. This is the best product they ever made. Old school, but so good.
She has new packaging.
Since that?
Yeah. No, this is new packaging. Yeah. Mm. No?
It's like a couple years old.
Yeah, sand. Sand. Tinted moisturizer. So Laura good. Mercier. Yeah, she's a good one. And Michelle loves this one.
Yeah.
I love the Elta.
Elta MD. Yeah.
Oh, really?
That tinted moisturizer. Okay. I love it just for a sunscreen and for a tinted sunscreen, too.
Oh, good. Okay.
Also, just really quickly, I'm going to throw in like a little tip for the body when you're doing it. Make sure you exfoliate before you get a self-tan. Mm-hmm. Dry brush, shave, wax. Do everything before.
I also, because I'm so fair, I put on my really dry spots, like underneath my elbows, I'll take a moisturizer and I'll rub it on my elbows and I'll rub it on my knee in that really dry part of the knee. Because if I don't, it's literally like somebody took a black marker and went boop, boop. If you're really pale mm-hmm. and you get a spray tan, it all like kind of accumulates right there.
Right. I actually bought this for vacation. I bought the Charlotte Tilbury Film Star Bronze and Glow. It's easy because it's a contour. So it's a bronzer and kind of a shimmer, but it's not too shimmery. So you don't look like
you got
a disco ball, like glitter. And I have it in the small version, and that is great. Chanel also has a great bronzer that's universal that I'm obsessed with. Oh, going back to the bag, I do have my wallet on a chain. Oh, yeah. Chanel.
That's a great thing to bring on a trip.
That's a great thing to
great
bring
night
on a trip.
Great.
I mean, if you're going to invest in one thing, the wallet on a chain, they're beautiful.
I agree. And the thing about Chanel is it just goes up in value.
It just goes up in value.
So it's a good deal.
Okay. So
I think vacation makeup, though, less is more.
Less is more. That's what
I mean. It's really about like a great gloss, some, you know, mascara and some bronzer.
Totally.
And then boom.
You guys know this one by Monica Blender?
Oh, my God. I just I just set it out to talk about tomorrow. Ask Joey.
Well, this stuff is so good. And I actually just went on a vacation with Monica. So she put it on me properly. It's a foundation, but she uses it for everything. She used it for contour. She used it for a little bit of eyeshadow, even a little eyeliner. She just lightly put it under my eye instead of a liner. So good.
Yeah, she also has two brushes that are incredible.
And for y'all that don't know who she is, she's an amazing celebrity makeup artist. And she has created her own line about a year ago. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it might have been 2 years. COVID has made everything a little bit. But she is, you know, she has the makeup some of the most amazing faces in Hollywood. And this line is impeccable.
It's really special. And she's coming out with even more. And I'm so happy for her.
I just love it too. It's Monica Blender, M-O-N-I-K-A. Her colors are... She recommends two colors.
Yeah.
A lighter color and a darker color.
And she's got great brushes.
She really does. It's called Blender Cover, and it's amazing.
So proud
of her. Funny. I literally...
I know. I'm proud of her, too. I love it when nice things happen to great
I do, too.
People.
She deserves it.
She's the best. I mean, I started with her. She did my very first House of Style, my very first MTV.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everything. Monica, she and Davey Newkirk, they're my OGs. Okay, I do love a glossy lip. Hourglass makes a great one. Fenty. It's called Diamond Milk, and it's great. It's got a little bit of sheer sparkle, translucent. Summer Fridays. Mm-hmm. They have a great lip butter balm that's great to throw in your bag. I wear color on the lips when I'm on vacation. I love a red. This Chanel red, you cannot beat. But it looks great with just mascara, a little bit of gloss.
So beachy.
So beachy.
I love it.
So
what
good.
Is that? Product that you use on vacation every time that is amazing. That's just gives you the littlest bit of shimmer right there.
That is Stila. That is their sparkle kind of liquid liner and like just a I did just the tiniest little sparkle glitter.
Is it a pencil
eyeliner.
Or a liquid?
It's a liquid glitter eyeliner. Like, and she's so good. I can't even tell
it's amazing.
You.
She came out one night. I was like,
what is
where
that?
Is the makeup artist here?
Yeah.
And then Glossier made trench. So it's like a kind of a gloss slash lipstick and like a nudie bronze that you can use also on your eye. And it's really, really good. And I love Kopari. I do.
Yeah.
It's like, it's it just goes on clear. And look how it's thick. And
hydrating.
And hydrating.
Yeah.
Look how pretty that is.
Yeah, that's so pretty.
You know what a great red is? Is Famous Red by NARS.
Oh, I love Famous
Red. Oh, God. That's good. And they have it in a little brush. Not a brush, a pencil, sorry.
And hair. I mean, I have to say, like, the one thing I do, I take three things with me all the time. My K18, which is a hair mask that I do. I put on dry. I put on wet. It has changed my hair from breaking because I'm constantly way too blonde. But it, literally, it's so good. I use a Virtue mask, a restorative treatment mask. I will part my down the middle or a side part, put the mask in, and do a tight, tight ponytail or bun. And chiffon is all in, like the chiffon buns in the back are in for spring. It's so good. My hair is being treated and it looks so chic. It's a great mask.
I saw you do a tutorial on that and I was like,
I'm telling you, it is a great mask. And before I go, I do this on my kids and myself. I do the Malibu Blonde Crystals. It brightens blondes and highlights. And it's so good. It's a treatment. It takes 20 minutes. You put it on. You mix it in a little bowl with a little bit of water. You put it on with a plastic cap. Take anything, not plastic, maybe. Shouldn't say plastic anymore. But you put it on. You leave it on for 20 minutes with a hairdryer. I'm telling you, it takes out all the chemicals, all the free radical, everything that's dirty and disgusting from the water. It literally makes your hair brighter. Wow. Malibu Blonde.
Okay, good to
and
know.
I do love a dry shampoo.
Oh, yeah. That's important on a trip. Yeah. That's important
100% because you can get a blow dry before you go and last for a week with a dry shampoo.
Totally. I mean, I love it. I probably use too much. I like Virtue. I like Philip B. And I like good old Elnett hairspray. Mm-hmm. I do.
Orbe has a great hairspray. Super
Orbe
fine.
Has a
super
great
fine.
One.
It's very good.
And super fine.
And they have a texturing spray too, which is nice. It gives you that like beachy wave thing.
The other thing I wanted to ask y'all, because I have this crazy thick hair and I feel like since COVID, it's, I mean, again, I have a, I'm blonde orexia. I just like Molly, I have it. It's just, it's there. It's real. My hair is breaking so much. It's not growing long anymore. So I've been trying all these different brushes, this bamboo brush on Amazon for detangling. It's been really good, but I'm going to try that K18 because
the K18 has literally changed my hair. I also recommend year round using a wet brush.
Yeah, they because say that's better.
It's easier. For detangling and all of that. I think your hair goes in cycles. I really do.
It's called stay away from bleach is the problem.
I know, but I can. We have a real relationship.
I know.
You have a great relationship because you're like an ombre. You're tipped.
I'm not. This is what I am become because I'm trying to save my hair. But I want to be like you.
But you don't know. In my 20s and my 30s, I like bleached the hell out
me
of my
too,
hair.
Me too. I'm paying
and
for it.
It was like down to my ass. And now I can't get it past my boobs.
Same. I'm the same.
Yeah.
The K18. We need a support group. I use this on vacation.
What is that?
This is Jen Atkins stuff.
Oh, yeah. Is it pomade?
It's a pomade. So like you do with the Virtue for the low bun on vacation. I put this in my hair on vacation.
Ooh, I'm getting that. What's it called?
Way,
O-U-A-I, matte pomade. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You got to work it in. I'm fine.
Yeah. And that makes your bun tight
and shiny.
But that's a great tip for vacation is, you know what, if you're going to go, use a great mask, keep it in your hair, part your hair down the middle, pull it back into a really great bun and keep that in and just use that time and some big earrings. It would be insane.
I know. I love vacation hair.
Me too.
I love vacation hair.
Why can't we like translate that to home? It just never. Ooh. I'm like, I'm going to do this at home. Nope.
I love vacation earrings. The bigger, the better. Rebecca de Ravenel has great, beautiful earrings. Johanna Ortiz. Mm.
I love vacation sex.
I love you.
You and Tom have great sex.
We do. I love it.
Yeah. She loves vacation sex.
Good girl.
All right. A little bit of rapid fire. I'm going to start with you, Andrea. Poolside read.
Well, I just finished a book that I absolutely love that was called Untamed. I'm probably the last person in the world to read that book. Do you guys know that book?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Glenn, I'm going to go read another Andre Leon Talley book.
I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, how can we have a fashion segment without talking to him?
We just want to say, all right,
you've got to read his books.
We love the chiffon trenches. We love you.
Oh, my God.
We love everything that you gave to fashion.
What a force.
What a force.
I mean, this guy was all the time.
I have to say, like, I grew up in the fashion industry with him. I mean, I was a fashion editor when he was at Vogue, and you know, there were photo shoots in the Bois de Bologna, and Key, you know, you were modeling then, like Key the Elephant. I mean, this has been heartbreaking for
me.
I have
to agree. I mean, I had
feel
a chance
like
to work
end
with him
of
too.
An era.
It was a highlight of my career. I was
totally
working with him. Really.
He was such a force. Mm-hmm. He had such an incredible eye. And it's what he said, Key the Elephant.
Key the Elephant.
The bigger the better.
Uh-huh. It caught me. I mean, I saw that yesterday and it just caught me off guard.
Me too.
Where I have been a little sad lately about the state of fashion. If you grew up in that era, being an editor, being a stylist, mm-hmm. you know, even the Met Ball this year, I found that so sad.
I know.
You know, it used to be the biggest, you know, that was our Super Bowl.
I know.
I just, you know, I don't know. It's just, I feel like we need to bring glamour back.
I agree with you.
I love
this is a
glamour.
Loss for sure.
It's a loss.
Cheers to Andre.
Cheers.
Holly, we love you. We miss you.
Rest in power.
Yeah.
Rest in power, my friend. Rest in power. All right. Mary Alice, your one must-have summer product.
Oh, my God. My reading glasses.
Just stop it.
By the way,
I love caddies.
I love to read.
By the way, I love caddies.
Oh, yeah. Caddies.
Caddies, C-A-D-D-I-S. Yeah. I love them so much.
I love thin optics that I put on the back of my phone that I can just pull these little babies out when I need to read a menu.
I'm sorry, like, what?
Are you kidding me?
Wait, what just happened?
What is that?
These are the thin optics on Amazon. You put it on the back of your phone.
What just happened, Molly?
You can just pull these glasses out whenever you need some reading.
You are
no one listened to that last.
No, if I'm going to pick something for fashion, I would definitely say a croquet dress. I would find an amazing, or a top. Like that's what I'm going to buy. I'm going to find a great one.
You know what we forgot to talk about was sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I always
Celine.
Lose sunglasses. I lose
Celine.
Them.
That's my signature, Celine. Oh
Illestiva makes
great. I'm Saint Laurent. I always.
You like Saint Laurent. Mm-hmm. I like Celine. I like Ray-Ban.
You like an aviator.
I love an aviator. Mm-hmm. Okay. Andrea, rosé or Paloma?
Oh my God, definitely a Paloma.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
Beach or pool?
Pool by the beach.
Bikini or one piece?
Bikini.
Sun worshiper or stay away from the sun?
Stay away.
Best part of vacation?
Sex with my husband.
Worst part of vacation?
The last day.
You guys are the best.
Oh, we love you, Molly.
And you guys, make sure and follow them. You can follow them at Mary Alice at Haney Official and Andrea Lublin at Andrea's Lookbook. You guys are incredible. I swear, they put together the most incredible outfits and your dresses for night, Haney. I mean, there's nothing better than a slip. We also talked a little bit about sparkle. You do a good fucking sparkle.
I do. A little bit of slutty sparkle.
A
never
little
hurt
bit
anybody.
Of slutty sparkle.
So works.
Never.
So works.
And I love it. I'm excited. I'm hoping, you know, I think spring's going to be full of pastels and pop color. And I'm hoping it'll be
an optimism.
An optimism.
That's
light.
What we need. We need optimism.
I know. I do miss fashion and that glamour and that those moments.
I agree.
I know. You guys are amazing.
Love you, Molly.
You guys come back.
We will. We love it.
This was fun.
This was so fun.
Thank you.
I know. That's a wrap. I never wanted to end.
I know.
I know. You guys are the best.
This was good.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.